Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes, big movie classic to start us off on this Monday, and I've had the time of my life. Monday, 30th of September, welcome along. How's your Monday, young fella?
Oh, it's all right. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a bit of a rainy oldie thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Doesn't look good at all on the old weather.
Well, as long as I'm not cold. I tell you, last night was the first night of I kind of felt Halloween in the air. Do you know that way?
I
kind of got the little bit of
chilly. I thought it was kind of nippy on the drive-in this morning, actually.
Yeah. It's a little chilly and damp and all. It's getting that sort of, you're just waiting for the old bangers and rockets and air bombs to start howling. We're nearly there now.
Nearly there is right. Anyway, listen, welcome along, folks. Hopefully you're coming off the back of a good weekend. Whatever you got up to, a few things kind of, you know, didn't go our way, like the old rugby. Didn't quite happen.
What happened there?
Well, we got a bit of a kick in the ghoulies.
But like, well, correct me, call me if I'm torn on Japanese. I don't even know if I think so. But like, when we left here, we had a good chat. You were explaining to me about the rugby. And you were explaining to me about after Japan gets beaten and all of that.
Yeah, to be honest with you,
like, there was never at any point somebody suggesting that Ireland were going to lose any of these games.
They reckon it rates as one of the biggest shocks in Rugby World Cup history. The only one bigger is when Japan beat South Africa 4 years ago, was it? 2 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever.
So, I think it seems that people seem to be consistently underrating Japan then.
Yeah, exactly. But that wasn't on the cards, I have to say. Expectation was that the Scotland game would be the hardest game of the group.
Unbelievable.
So that's put a bit of a spanner in it.
Right.
Although still okay. We can still qualify and all that. We just need to...
So we still have a chance to go and lose to the All Blacks now. That's what somebody said to me yesterday.
That's it. Yeah.
That's what someone explained it to me yesterday. They went, well, as opposed to going and playing in South Africa, we now have a chance to go and lose to the All Blacks.
Yeah, that's kind of it, yeah.
Is it? Well.
At this stage, you'd nearly be happy just to get there.
You're joking.
Well, it's just...
Sure, who do we have to play left? Thunderland.
To be fair, Russia...
And Waterworld.
Russia are sort of the Waterworld of rugby, I suppose. So they should... But Samoa are, you know, physical side... You know,
look at you,
wouldn't like
gas.
To take it for granted.
All you have been watching it, it's gas. It's just a run now until the quarterfinals. Now I tell you, don't be underrating the Samoans. You know what I mean? And the Russians, I mean, sure, they weren't able to change the elections and all, so I'd be careful there, you know?
Yeah.
It's got the change, the shifting gears has been...
It's been a bit, yeah.
Something to watch.
Let's just say at least one of the wheels came off that particular bandwagon.
It definitely did, yeah.
Temporarily. Anyway, listen, whatever was going on for you over the weekend, if you're with us on Friday night on our big party in Limerick, it was a cracking night. Thank you so much for being there. We got some great reaction. People had an absolute blast. So thank you for that. But whatever you got up to, hopefully it was good cracking. If you want to give us a shout this morning, 087-188-0008 as always on the old WhatsApp. Birthdays today, I'm struggling a bit. I don't have access to my regular almanac. I'm scraping around. Oh, so we'll see how
we
can.
Who's he going to have for me now? This could be an interesting set
actually,
of circumstances.
Did you watch the rugby? Because the Japanese number 7.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm joking. Get that.
Wilson Phillips, hold on here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 6:15 on this Monday. About to get stuck into the birthdays. As I was saying, they're not a great selection, PJ.
No. You've sort of given me a pre-rec just to even mention.
Just to see
if I've actually heard of any of them. He's given me a pre-list for something that doesn't normally happen on the birthdays.
But, so it's a bit of a rope. We want to be fair.
But sure, anyway. At least I know who the ones you are going to give me are. Now I can take a stab at it.
Right, we'll start with, as I always say, one of your own. Comedian, British stand-up comedian and actor. I like this guy, I have to say. I think he's kind of funny. I think he's proper funny. Omid Djalili.
Omid Djalili, yes. Yeah. He's a very good stand-up, yeah. And he tells some great stories about Oliver Reed.
Yeah.
From when he was in the Gladiator, you know, because he was the camel trader, the slave trader, I think, whatever, in Gladiator.
He's done a bit of acting, actually. Yeah. And he's been on stage as Fagin in Oliver and all that sort of stuff as well.
Oh, has he? Of course he has. I saw him do stand-up, actually, last year in London, I think it was, wasn't it? Was that right? Probably not. But he's gas, man. Although we had him on the show, do you remember? And all he talked about was politics.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's right. We interviewed him on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, brilliant. He's such a great stand-up. He'd be deadly. And we couldn't wait to talk to him. And then we talked to him. We're like, that was terrible. He just gave out about Brexit. That wasn't the crack at all. We started doing the Oliver Reed story. Because, somebody battered Oliver Reed battered a body double at Russell Crowe, thinking it was Russell Crowe, because Russell Crowe was so rude to everyone. And he hit him with an oar or something like that. I can't remember what it was, a pipe or something like that. But I gotta say, Ahmed Jalili got 53.
Not bad, 54.
Ah,
off
right.
The post for you. Right, speaking of off the
still
post.
Still doing stand up in the 50s.
We've a
God,
couple of,
I hate that.
We have a couple of footballers, right? Frank Rijkaard.
Yeah, Frank Rijkaard.
Will that ring any bells?
It does, yeah. I remember him playing very vaguely in AC Milan and being manager of Barcelona, I think, for a little
while.
Yeah.
He was with Barcelona. He's at Galatasaray now, apparently.
I thought he stepped away from football.
Maybe he's gone altogether. This could be out of date.
I don't know. Well, maybe not. I thought he stepped away. He got into property, didn't he? Started selling gaffs and all, yeah. He definitely got into property for a while anyway. Because he disappeared altogether for a while. And they asked, I remember him being asked to be with friends and family. And he goes, no, I'm just making more money out of the property at the minute. And he looked a bit like Ruud Gullit and all
that's
that.
That's the way, yeah, grand. Because for a minute there I thought, oh my God, I think I have the wrong bloke in my own mind.
No, I always confused the two. He looked like Ruud Gullit, yeah.
Yeah.
But a player as well, apparently. I never remember his Amsterdam Ajax days or any of that. Just because he was part of that AC Milan squad, in fairness, that they were so good they just used to buy people so no one else could have them.
That was when AC Milan were in their pomp.
When they were the big club. When they were, they're in Manchester United following in their footsteps at the moment. I gotta say, he's 58.
Oh my God, 57.
Too off the pot. It's better off. We've always said the less you kind of know sometimes.
Yeah, the closer you get. Right, what about this bloke? This bloke used to play for United, although not with any great. But although there is one famous incident involving this guy, Roy Carroll. Ireland footballer, goalkeeper, obviously. Had a spell at West Ham as well, and then he went overseas to one of the Turkish clubs, I think it was.
It's funny, we used to give out about him then. You'd have him back tomorrow now. Like, he came in, he was sort of, he was part of that big, great squad. Just the tail end of it.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't take him over to Gea, though.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, Roy Carroll had that...
Gea's quick, very rapidly ruining a reputation every week.
Roy Carroll
I mean?
Had that famous one. You know the one where he literally, the ball was about, like, it must have been 3 foot over the line. And he just scooped it out.
That's right.
The goal wasn't
That's
given.
That's right. I thought when you said famous, I couldn't remember.
Was that against Spurs or something? Like, or West Ham or somebody or whatever? Like, the ball was like, it almost was touching the net.
And he just picked it up and kicked it on.
He just scooped
That's
it out.
That's right, yeah. I forgot all about
and
that.
And they gave the goal.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, yeah, definitely take lads like him. Jeebus, if De Gea could do that.
Yeah, cheating is perfectly allowed.
If De Gea could get away with something like that, we might actually...
Might
as
get
United
a point.
Fans think, yeah, we might have got a draw at least once this year. Should we all you would have lost to West Ham 1-0? Roy Carroll, he's not too much older than me. 47.
He's only 42.
Oh, jeepers. Yeah. Younger than me.
Yeah, mind you, he did have a very famous spell with the Fizzies. Was quite known for having...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Him and the Fizzies became very close friends for a while.
Why to be?
Then he sorted himself out. And now this one is a bit of a long shot, right? But I was just trying to make up the numbers here. And it is... There is a sort of a connection. Because you know the way you're not the biggest fan of Christmas. This bloke has had one of the biggest Christmas songs of all time.
Really?
Johnny Mathis. When a child is born...
Was that him?
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was there when you said his name.
Johnny Mathis, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a number one, a big number one from...
What an awful
And
song.
You still hear it.
When
a ray
child...
hope listens through the sky. Anyway.
What an awful song.
I figured on the basis, it's sort of a reverse psychology, on the basis of something that you dislike so much.
Yeah.
It might sort of etch itself in your head.
Right. Well, I'm actually hoping I get this wrong. Take that, Johnny Mathis. Oh, yeah.
You're nothing to me.
What does he look like? Is he sort of...
He sort of looks... How would you describe him? Who does he look a bit like? I don't know, really.
Yeah.
Who's a Johnny Mathis lookalike?
Here, I have to Google image him then. Johnny Mathis, because I had no idea who this fella is at all. Right, there he is. Oh, my God. He's the most bronze-coloured man I've ever seen in my life. Oh my God, he's like Tattoo from Fantasy Island. He's like a big version of Tattoo. Oh, he's so cheesy looking.
Well, in fairness, he was in his pomp in the 70s.
Yeah.
When cheese was a good thing.
He He's so cheesy looking. Oh, fair play. Yeah, no, the song never made much sense. It makes a lot of sense now all of a sudden. And he's still gigging. He's got gigs planned for a concert. Look at that. I don't know where it is. Yeah, all the dates for 2019.
There you
go. Good
on
you, Johnny Mathis, on your one song, you maniac. You're right, I've got to say, he's not young, man. 75.
84.
Oh, right. Anyway, you know what I mean? Two off the post. Not a bad start.
Not a bad start. Your mojo's there or thereabouts. Right.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
Whoa, when a child is wrong.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. Right, we're going to make sure we interrogate Tara appropriately.
Yeah.
We're going to get her to actually physically join us in studio so that she doesn't have the protection of the glass.
It's about time.
Account for yourself. Nicely to show up.
All I need to say is I brought you chocolate. There's Greek chocolate in the kitchen.
How was it? Was it ridiculously fabulous?
Oh, ridiculously fabulous.
You look
suitably
bronzed.
A big sunny face and all on you. Look.
Yeah, the weather was stunning. It was so relaxing. I was just saying to some of the lads, it's the first time I've taken 2 weeks off in a row for probably about 10 years, and it's
wow.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
That's why there was a stunned silence from us when she said that.
Yeah.
First time she's taken 2 weeks off in a row. Really?
Really?
Let me think about that there for a second.
I never have. I haven't. I've taken long weekends. I keep telling you, they're long.
I can't
weekends.
Wait until she does the first time she works 2 weeks in a row. That'd be unbelievable.
Listen, I'm slowly removing that chocolate as we speak.
Right, so you're back all bronzed and ready to go.
All bronzed and ready to go. Fighting fit, ready to take on the winter.
Oh, yeah.
My God. And what a day to come back, because it's brutal today weather-wise.
I missed really brutal weather, though. And apparently there's also Hurricane Lorenzo could be on the way later on this week.
Hurricane Lorenzo.
And Eduardo's only just left us.
Oh my God. What is it about all these kind of like, you know, swarthy sounding hurricanes?
I like the Italian named hurricanes. The Latino hurricanes seem to have a much more sort of...
I will come and I will blow you away. Thanks, Tara. Yeah, Tara's back in action. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Time for your get up and go song. There you go, you can do your dance.
Mr. Feather, call him Mr. Ben.
Big fish, little fish, big... Yeah, Men Are Working Down Under. Your get up and go song was Culture Beat and Mr. Vane here at Classic Hits. It's just leaving 20 to 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Hopefully you had a cracking weekend. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Paddy's been on. Paddy Duffy's been on. Just to say, morning, lads. Thanks for a great night on Friday. One thing missing was the slow set, but it was still a great night.
That's a good point. We may have to sort of make a petition for the slow set in the Eastern future, yeah.
That's not a bad shout. Is that kind of funny, wouldn't it?
I think we should. Can you imagine? Yeah, it's about time that the slow set was brought back. We had this discussion once before.
Yeah.
The world has never been the same since the slow set disappeared.
You could have your dance card. Your dance card would be full, PJ.
Ooh.
They'd have to have a 4 hour slow set. You need to squeeze in all the dances.
Gee, it's just coming on in the circles for 4 hours.
All the women that wanted to get their hands on you.
George. I know one woman that I'd love to get her crawlies on you, Jimmy.
What have we got? Johnny Mathis apparently had a hit with something called Gone Gone. It was a hit from
Gone Gone.
Yeah.
Don't know
apparently
that.
Apparently it was a huge hit. Thanks for that. Anyway, what else we got? Somebody's saying Garrett in Limerick, who actually we met. We met Garrett at the Icon nightclub in Limerick at the party. Breaking news, Tara stopped by customs in Dublin Airport this weekend trying to smuggle in 500 sick notes.
Oh, I'd well believe it.
Actually, speaking of Dublin Airport, Andrew Cross has been on. Andrew here working away on the ramp at Dublin Airport. We beat the All Blacks before, we'll do it again. Come on, you boys in green.
Well, that's the attitude.
That is true,
right.
Actually. We beat them in Chicago, didn't we?
And wasn't there another famous win after
there was
that?
Did we beat them here?
I think so.
We beat them here as well.
Yeah, there was...
So for God's sake, we beat them. They're doddle. They're pushovers. We beat them all.
Yeah, sure, has-beens.
Sick beating them.
Has-beens. Yeah, their day has come and gone. Even Japan would give them a capability, so they would. There you go. It'd be grand.
Yeah, I mean, you're not... I don't think they're favourites. Maybe they are favourites. Anyway, doesn't matter. Whatever. We'll beat them. Don't you worry about it. Andrew, thank you for that. That's the way forward.
I tell you something, it's just a change of heart.
It's back up and rolling. The bandwagon is back up and rolling, courtesy of Andrew.
It's always a bad sign when you get rated very highly, isn't it? Like, literally a week ago or something, Ireland were going into this thing and everyone was going, rated number one in the world, Ireland were, for the first time ever. Do you remember?
Yeah.
That's always a bad sign. It is.
Because there's only one way to go, really.
Yeah, you can, yeah, it is, yeah. So there. Anyway, I hope they get back on it. I hope they do something to the All black lads.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my rugby knowledge is not well exactly glaring.
I think
here.
You summed it up beautifully, though. Well said, sir.
Thank you very much. Very articulate,
lads. On my way to my new job, I couldn't find any Japanese players in that team, though. From Danny Cullen. To be fair, right, there was a bit of crack about that, but like, I mean, we've got a couple of South African sounding types in our Irish team.
Oh, is there a bit of, are they a bit of an Irish team, I mean, in the 1990 World Cup? Is there a bit of that going on?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Not a lot, but you know.
Are they not Asian lads at all? Like,
well, there was
Americans and all, are they?
I would have liked you to have seen the team lineup for the Japanese lads.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, like the bloke who gave the interview was full on South African.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the captain and whatever, so. You know what I mean? But I mean, again, we can't really slag because it's kind of gone that way. You know what I mean?
Sure, we started it.
Yeah.
We literally started it. Remember? Oh, no, when the Irish team were all basically Paul Gascoigne's.
Yeah.
Like, we did start it.
Yeah, I love playing for my country.
Yeah. Yeah. Mick McCarthy, you know.
I love playing for Ireland. It's what I'm about, you know.
I come over here and I play. That's what I do.
Yeah, yeah. I think we'll have to bite the bullet on that one. I mean, we literally started that, so that's okay.
Yeah. Somebody saying, the way you were going on, PJ, the same could be said about Bohemians. This is a reference to the Irish bandwagoning.
What's he on about?
Super Spark, that is, having a go at you.
Go away with that Super Spark, I don't know what you're talking about.
Frank the Stuckadore. What is that? Stuckadore. What? Frank the Stuckadore.
I
have no idea. Anyway, morning lads, like you, I drive to work early in the morning. I'm amazed the amount of cyclists and scooterists. Another great word.
Yeah.
Without lights or high vis.
Well, you're talking Jim's language here. Don't get Jim started now. It's the first thing on a Monday and you're bringing up cyclists. You don't know what you're stepping on landmines here. You could have them in a bad mood for the whole week.
Too late. Oh. The damage is done. Yeah, the old cyclists and high vis. And yeah, there you go. Frank, what's the Stuckadore?
I don't know what a
Stuckadore
is.
Somebody's going to have to play.
I've never heard of
the Stuckadore.
I have a feeling that might be that must be mistyped or something, is it?
Yeah. Paul and Tal has been on to say, morning lads, great weekend. My daughter Maria got to sing with Danny O'Reilly at the Barrettstown Gala Ball. Danny O'Reilly of Corona's
fame. Oh, right, yeah.
Mary Black's young fella.
There you go. Very good. I hope he enjoyed it. Of course he enjoyed it. How could you not enjoy it?
Antoinette, feeling a bit sorry for you. PJ, hard luck to Bowes. I was hoping you'd, with fingers crossed, you'd get to Europe.
Well, look, there's still a chance to get to Europe.
Right.
Still a chance. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, Rovers.
Enough said.
They did what they did. But Dundalk, well done Dundalk last night. Anyway, they beat Sligo Rovers. So that's it. It's a Shamrock Rovers Dundalk final.
Wow.
In the Aviva on the 9th of November. So that's the big one.
And are you going to be cheering on Dundalk for the
sure,
domestic
I've been a
treble?
Dundalk fan forever, haven't I?
Yeah, you have. Yeah,
so there you go. Yeah.
Similar to when you became a Tottering and.
Tottenham
United fan.
Yeah, Tottenham United. Yeah, I like them as well, yeah.
Big good morning from Linda W in Cove. Looking forward to an amazing show, both of you today. Love the show. Thanks, Linda. You're very kind.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. Margaret's been on in Fermoy, hoping we had a cracking weekend, although it went too fast. Wishing Tara welcome home and all that sort of stuff. God, there's millions of stuff. We'll have to get through them all.
Yeah, we won't get through them all, but we'll do our best.
Right, today, some good bits and pieces going on. If you're a Simple Minds fan, we've tickets for Simple Minds up for grabs today. Of course, it's Double Money Monday, £1,600 on that.
Yes, loads of money there.
Brand new prize on the breakfast table quiz. Not sure quite yet what it is.
Too early. They don't open the safe and let us see these things at this time of the morning. We have to wait for someone, part man with a key, to come in for us.
That'll happen at some stage. And who knows?
Who knows?
Is there anything else catching your eye from
there's
the
a gathering. There was a gathering of Nigels, and I think it needs to be talked about.
Gathering of Nigels?
Yeah, I think we should talk about that.
We'll have to dig out that song.
A bunch of Nigels have met in the UK. They've come together. Not so much a revolution, but more of a party and a record-breaking thing.
Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. We're
making plans for Nigel.
Yeah, definitely. There's your song.
That's it. We'll
get
have to
it ready because we're going to need it.
I have to try and hunt it down. Anyway, it's just coming up on almost 13 minutes to 7 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. Puff Daddy, I'll be missing you here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We got to the bottom of what a Stuckadore is.
What is it?
Apparently, it's a proper gig. Like, it's a proper job to have. Hi, lads. A Stuckadore means we repair and reproduce decorative plaster work.
What? I never heard of that in my life.
Cornices and centerpieces and historic ceilings. My company is Irish Fine Art Plasterwork.
Never knew there was such a thing. That's it. You learn something every
and
day.
And a couple of people actually text that in. Somebody else texted in as well saying that a stuccador is a person who works with stucco.
one who repairs
stucco mouldings.
Would you look at it there? I'm looking at Google. The old Google image is a great thing. Yeah, all those like fancy patterns you see on scenes and all. Yeah. There you go. Never knew there was such a thing. That's amazing. There you go.
Stuccador. Going to have to try and find a way
a
of using that
stuccador.
Now. Stuccador. I was talking to a stuccador earlier on today. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. What stuccador? No, I was talking to him. Well, why didn't you help him out?
Right on the way after 7 o'clock, it is the chance to win €1,600.
And the world record attempt that I like. Utterly pointless.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, Black or White here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 10 past 7. Quick shout out, somebody's been on to say, can you play a request at some stage between 7 and 9 of Delilah by Tom Jones?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that might be a tough ask.
It might be a big ask. I'm not sure that's quite on our system, to be honest with you. It wouldn't be on the radar as much.
It is for a good cause. It's for my beautiful wife, Delilah, on our 47th wedding anniversary. Love her to bits. Tom O'Donovan and Mallow is sending it out. So, Delilah, listen, happy wedding anniversary to yourself and Tom. I still think we might struggle getting Tom Jones on, to be honest
with you. Yeah, we probably will. But, like, you are his Delilah anyway, so it'll probably be inappropriate for us to be going on about you being our Delilah.
Also, lads, shout out to two of our lads in the van with big days coming up, Graham Burke and Aaron Green, all set for November from Bradzer. I assume that's big days as in kind of, you know, like weddings and shenanigans, would it be?
I guess so, yeah.
As opposed to just, I don't know, birthdays maybe? Or
just enjoying next weekend?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd say it sounds like it.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. In the meantime, what a tune, eh?
What a tune. So this is because there has been a gathering. A world record has been broken. And I have to say, these are the type of world records I love. Having participated in a world record of similar stature myself.
Really?
Yeah, Letterkenny, many years ago, must be 10 years ago or more now, they had the largest gathering of Gallaghers anywhere in the world. So of any surname anywhere in the world. It was just they chose the Gallaghers, met up in Donegal, being a Donegal name, in Letterkenny. And we did it. We beat the Joneses.
Fantastic.
Who previously held the title.
So you had previously been keeping up with the Joneses. And now you overtook them.
And then we overtook the Joneses, yeah.
Brilliant.
In our own backyard in Donegal. So here we go. Now, it's been there has been a gathering of Nigels. The pub landlord in England, he said he was believed to set the new world record for the largest gathering of Nigels in any one place last night. A last-ditch bid to stop the name dying out. See, this is what happened. He knew that nobody was naming their kids Nigel anymore.
I only know one Nigel.
Well, you're very lucky to know one. They're a dying breed.
Good, a big listener to this show, Nigel Reardon. Originally from... forgotten. Anyway,
well, you see, even you don't pay enough attention to a Nigel.
No, I do. He's on regularly. I think that's the only Nigel. Well, other than famous Nigels like Nigel Mansell. And
again, he's no spring chicken.
Nigel Farage.
It's another not spring chicken. Well, they're all getting on.
It's no surprise, really, the name is dying out when you're associated with Nigel Farage.
Well, I tell you something now. Since 2016, there has been no new Nigels brought into the world.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 2016 was the first year that there was no Nigels brought into the world. No one recorded with the name. In response, 432 Nigels of solidarity came from all over the world to fleece in England, in Worcestershire. Bretfordton.
Beautiful.
Bretfordton.
Lovely.
To be exact, for a night of Nigel-themed refreshments and Nigel-themed entertainment. So they had to bring a photo ID.
So I assume this song would have featured large.
Oh, you say that was played all night.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you had to bring photo ID and there was a book of Nigel, right? So that's the book of Nigel is the one that will go to the Guinness Book of Records. And then they will be declared
as the greatest gathering of Nigels.
As the greatest gathering of Nigels anywhere in the world. They asked Nigel about it and he said, look, it started as a laugh.
Which Nigel did they ask?
The main Nigel. Oh, Nigel, right. Nigel the landlord. They asked him.
Oh, right.
And he said, it started as a laugh to get some Nigels
imagine
together.
Imagine that, like, hey, yeah, we're here to speak to, we've got to do an interview. We're here to speak to Nigel.
Take a pick. Literally take a pick. They're all
here. Yeah, like 400. What, like, do you know what else about
it? One lad in the middle. I'm Gerdy though.
I just thought it was a free bar.
Yeah, well, there was one fella turned up and his name used to be Nigel. But he changed it to Neil because he didn't like it.
Oh my God, I hope he should have been thrown out.
No.
He was ashamed of having been a Nigel.
Once a Nigel, always a Nigel. They accepted him with open arms and he's now reverting back to his former Nigelness.
He was the prodigal Nigel.
Yeah, so he's no longer a Neil. He was a Nigel, then he was lost and he has found his way home. One Nigel came from California. Well, he was on holidays anyway and he heard about it, so he turned up. Another fella was there from Texas. And he says, look, Nigels are going extinct. He says, I'm a child of the 60s. When I was born, there was 5,000 Nigels born in 1963. It was peak Nigel, he said. And he says, a man who changed... Oh, yeah, hold on, that's it. And he goes, they raised money for the British Heart Foundation because Nigels are getting to a certain age. And if you're going to keep one Nigel alive, you're going to have to think of them all. So right. All the Nigels of the world, not only the lovely Elphilus that they seem to be, but they're actually considerate and empathetic Elphilus too, raising money for the Heart Foundation.
Fantastic.
So if you have a nipper somewhere today, if you're struggling for a name, the Nigels of the world need you. Whether you like the name or not, you need to bring more Nigels.
We should
into
find
the world.
Out actually whether or not we have many Nigels. I know
I don't
Nigel
think so.
Reardon we definitely have as a listener. Right, I know that for sure.
Right, so that's one.
So do we have any other Nigels who are listeners to the show? 087-188-0008.
We'd be doing well, I think. Let's be honest, there's not a lot of Nigels out there. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And in fairness, it is a more English thing as well.
It is very English, isn't it? So Nigel Mansell, Nigel Farage. Wasn't there a Nigel in the Young Ones? You know that member, Rick Mayall, Aid Edmondson, didn't... What's his name? Didn't one of them play a Nigel?
That's what I think, the real
straight
one.
Not one of them, but the lad with the long hair. What was his name?
Oh, that was Neil.
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 Oh my God, it wasn't Nigel at all.
No,
it was Neil.
Neil the hippie, yeah.
Right. Now I am struggling for Nigels.
See, that's it. There's not a lot. There's a couple texting in. I was look at me, I'm so thick, right? Someone just texted in and said me, and I was thinking, well, what's your name? I was thinking. And we obviously know that much.
Right, what is its full name is Nigel White.
There you go, Nigel White. Thanks for coming along, Nigel. We're doing our best to make sure there's more like you in the world.
Somebody saying Nigel Winterburn, the former Arsenal fullback.
Again, here's a, like, you know what I mean? If there's any Nigels even under
Nigel
40,
Ben, the boxer, you should have known that.
Should never cross my mind. Of course, yeah.
Should have known
Nigel
that.
Ben, absolutely.
Dark Destroyer himself. Nigel Ben.
Nigel John Taylor. Oh, that's his name. From Duran Duran. Again, you
what,
see.
What, John Taylor's first name was Nigel?
And even he hid it.
I don't remember that.
He hid it. This is what they do.
That could be somebody casting aspersions.
There's a lot of undercover Nigels, by all accounts. People changing their names to Neils and Johns and all sorts, yeah.
Right, let's see. We'll see if we've any more. I'm amazed we haven't heard from Nigel. Actually, there you go. Look, I knew there was some connection. Tracy in Galway, thank you. It was Nigel Planer who played Neil in The Young Ones.
Oh, was it?
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Thanks for that, Tracy.
I always thought your man Neil went on to be Bob the Builder.
That's Neil, other fella. That's a different person altogether.
No, I didn't think it was. I thought that was the same.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're a Nigel.
Your man was in Men Behaving Badly and all.
Yeah, no, that's not the same fella that was in The Young Ones.
Well, I've grown up thinking it was. So there is. Maybe you should reassess it.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp this morning, especially if you are a Nigel listening to us this morning. We are in search of trying to generate a few additional Nigels in the world, since they're apparently a dying breed.
Imagine it's a terrible
thing. I'd say they're alone in that now. I'd say
There'd be a lot of them out there. Yeah,
there's a lot of other names now you wouldn't get very often.
Yeah, like, there's no Herberts or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
all those sort of old names. Marmadukes and everything.
Marmaduke was the one I was thinking of.
I suppose I'm going back a bit too far now, but yeah, you know what I mean.
What?
Long may the Nigels live. Don't be hiding your Nigelness if you're out there.
Hungry Eyes, Eric Carmen here at Classic Kids. Almost 7:21. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, and waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've had a few on. Somebody says, my friend Nigel Hemsworth. That sounds very...
That is...
Very well spoken.
The most Downton Abbey-style name I've ever heard.
Apparently he listens to the show. Obviously not enough for him to text in himself.
Oh, he's too busy. With a name like Nigel Hemsworth, what are you talking about?
Actually, you know what happened there? Nigel Hemsworth has literally said to his butler, Jeeves, text that radio gramophone programmy thing and tell
text
them...
Text Paddy and James and tell them I'm out here and I'm alive and well.
So Nigel Hemsworth apparently listens to the show, although somebody else told us that. What else? Oh, by the way, you were thinking of Neil Morrissey. A few people text in. You were
Morrissey. I always thought he was Neil from the Young Ones as well.
No, no. Nigel Planer played Neil in the Young Ones. What else? Somebody, there's an interesting one. Nidge in Love Hate, according to Gillian in Cork. Nidge would have been an abbreviated version of Nigel.
What is she, of course, well, now that I think about it?
I don't know. Gillian in Cork said that. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Nigel's called
Nidge.
Nidge.
I never would have thought of that. Of course, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. But Nigel, I don't know. It just seems weird. Because Nidge, Nigel, being a big gangster, it doesn't seem to work, does it?
Maybe that's why he became Nidge.
When you imagine a Nigel, you don't think of a
hoodlum.
A hoodlum and a gangster. You imagine an insurance salesman. You know? Or someone that gives you bad news.
Or there's the snooker player, Nigel Bond. And he actually, now, to be fair, no disrespect to any other Nigel out there, but Nigel Bond, he looks like a Nigel. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, well, Google him there. The first thing you look at him and you'll go, oh my, Nigel.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, you will, I think.
What's his name? Nigel Bond?
Nigel Bond.
What a second-rate detective name that is.
No, but I was just going to say.
He does, Jim.
Doesn't he?
Oh, he does, yeah.
Like, you don't get a sort of a, you know.
He's the type of fella now that's ruining Nigel on everybody.
I think so.
That's what he is.
I think that's where it all went wrong. Anyway, 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. It is Double Money Monday. It is €1,600. Good place to start, of course, is classichits.ie. You can hear all the... you can hear the little hit bit itself, but more importantly, you can see all the previous guesses so you don't waste your guesses. And baby, I love your way. Here are Classic Hits, almost 20 to ace. Hit bit on a Double Money Monday on the way. €1,600. Last chance to try and get yourself in there to have a go. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. Now, hopefully in the background, there it is. Bit of Baby Bird and... You're gorgeous.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Don't say that. No, you are. You're gorgeous.
No, don't.
No, stop. No, go on. You're only saying
that.
You
can only say it to a tour of the women.
You're only saying because it's true.
Only to a tour of the women can you say that. So it's not... Well, Irish women just don't seem to be very good at taking
confidence. This is not a sort of political correctness thing. It's not about it's inappropriate or anything.
No!
It's just our inability to take compliments.
No, not ours. Women. Two-thirds of women in Ireland feel too embarrassed to accept compliments. They don't like it.
Wow.
That's the way it is. Those coming from strangers or war colleagues, provoking wariness and suspicion, in fairness. And I can understand that completely. That makes a lot of sense, like, you know. But 8 out of 10 women feel compliments given by friends, closely followed by partners and family, that they might be genuine, right? They look at that and say, okay, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
Fine, right?
But as in they believe them?
Well,
or they just
don't. Yeah. They can take them. It seems to be a real... In Ireland, Ireland's the one country where you have to tolerate a compliment. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if someone gives you a compliment, like you say to Jim, you say to Jay, Jim's the worst ever. Oh, my God. Jim, they're nice runners. Ah, stop. Someone was shot wearing them and I stole them. Don't mind, they're terrible. Jays, they're brutal. There wasn't even the colour I wanted. They don't fit. My feet, I'm getting my toes have to be amputated to put them on. And I didn't want to complain, you know? You're the worst. He's like, what a nice jacket, Jim. Ah, oh, stop, James. What am I wearing this for? It's not even for me. Oh, it was meant for someone else and it just didn't fit them. And they were mortified, so I took it. it's Irish women, that seems to be it. It's like a thing. It's a thing. They just say that...
Because let's face it, the classic phrase has come from it, hasn't it? The pennies thing. That's the classic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's actually gone into folklore.
It has, yeah.
That's a thing that somebody pays a compliment and goes, this, pennies... whatever it is.
That's a nice coat. Jeez, this pennies. Yeah, that's to the point that, you know, there's the French girl that... was it?
That's right. Thought it was an Irish girl saying thank you.
Yeah, so someone says, I love your hair. And she went, yeah, pennies.
Yeah.
She says, what? She says, I just thought that was how Irish people said thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
But there you go. And apparently the best compliment you can give, if you're given one, is to say, you look really happy. That's apparently the best received compliment you can give someone. Well, look at you, you look really happy. That remark provokes a better reaction than saying you look young for your age, or referring to someone's intelligence even, or saying, jeez, you've lost loads of weight. That's never really a clever one in regards.
Yeah, that's
talking about someone's dress sense. Women are 4 times more likely to accept a compliment made by another woman than a man. There's obvious reasons for that, though. That goes back to the old suspicions thing. But we were talking
exactly,
about the start of this.
What are you up to? What are you after?
Why? Oh, yeah. I look lovely, do I? And who's saying it? What's wrong with you? What do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's different. right? So there you go. So that's it. So the best compliment that a woman can get, apparently, is when another woman says, "You look really happy."
Right.
Great to see.
Although, do you get the timing right? If somebody's in the height of it, and you walk up to them thinking, "I know," I'll say, "You look really happy."
Oh, yeah.
Happy, am I? Happy. What, if you happy with my life, will it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get like, your timing right.
You have to phrase it right as well. That's like, Jay, well, you're all sunshine and roses this morning, aren't you? Like, you know, that's essentially saying the same thing, but in a very negative way. Younger women especially are finding new compliments harder to take than older women. Older women are better able for it. So if you're between 45 and 54, you're better able to deal with compliments
right.
than most of younger folks. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's something to do with social media and all of that sort of thing. I don't know why that is. But embarrassment given is the main reason for not being able to accept it, followed by not wanting to draw attention to yourself, followed by feeling uncomfortable or thinking the words were glibly said. So there you go. So who knew that compliments are such a minefield?
Yeah. No wonder we don't go around handing them out.
But you know, you're supposed...
Nobody wants them.
No, Ireland's a weird place. You're supposed to give them, but you're not supposed to accept them regardless. It doesn't matter. That's just the way it is in Ireland.
Yeah.
How are you, PJ? You're looking well. Ah, feck off and leave me alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I love listening to you on the radio. Ah, James, is your radio broken or what is it? You're supposed to say something.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of self-effacing.
What are you supposed
afterwards.
To say?
That's what you're supposed to do. In Ireland, that's how you deny it.
Yeah.
You have to
as
deny it.
As opposed to saying, thank you very much, that's
if
very kind
haircut,
of you to say.
If you got a haircut and had a shave, bought yourself a new suit, and you were looking at yourself in the house, you'd be there going, "Geez, you know something, you look all right, fair play to you." You know what I mean? Getting on a bit, but they're not bad. An old silver badger, so yeah, fair play. You'd be delighted with yourself. You'd walk in and someone say, "Geez, you look well." Ah, would you feck off the state? Hanging on.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. There you go.
I still think, though, we are going to have a variation.
Yeah, I
as
agree.
Well as you do that.
Right, okay.
It always is the jazzy version. Now, we tried a sort of a high version with Mike.
Yeah, and it was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
So be careful what you wish
so
for.
So we have to find a new variation, a new style of... We should put it out to the punters every day and get the Hit Bit sung in the style of...
God.
Like, for example, if you were to do opera.
I was just going to suggest that, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Or country and western.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's a one-trick pony, Jim.
Oh, harsh! Says
oh,
you.
Harsh!
I tried.
Says you.
I tried the high thing. It may have been a disaster, yeah. But I did attempt it, PJ.
Yeah, I said exactly the disaster of your attempt. We'll see. We'll see tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see what the punters right. have to say about
you can, it. You can pick it then. We'll see. Okay, war is what you want. War is what you get.
There you go.
Magical Mickey over there. I tell you something that's unbelievable. Right. Oh God, now you've all got me confused and pressing the wrong buttons. You have to make me lose people. Get me all upset. So the first person to play this morning is Paul in Limerick. How are you, Paul?
How are we doing?
You know something, Paul? I'm not doing as good as I was there a few minutes ago. How are you getting on? How was your weekend?
That was a bit below the belt, all right.
It was, yeah. A bit harsh there. Mike coming in and chopping the legs from under him.
Just saying.
How was your weekend, Paul? You good?
Not too bad, lads. Working away. I hope the lads in Limerick looked after you.
Ah, they did.
Yeah, it was great. Great welcome it was.
Right, so £1,600, Paul. What do you think it is?
I think it's Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, brilliant. I love that song, actually, yeah. Right, so what do you reckon, Mike?
The news is, Paul, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Worth the goal, lads.
Imagine absolutely.
He comes in and slates me and then he follows through with this.
Delivers
I mean?
With that just, feeble yeah. effort of a pawn.
That was a total assault.
It was, Paul.
A total assault.
It was an audible assault.
Exactly.
Paul,
lads,
have a good...
Thanks very much.
Not at all, man. Have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Same.
Cheers, buddy.
See you. Good luck.
Bye-bye now.
Right, so Hazel is in Dublin. How are you getting on, Hazel?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Oh, good. What's the crack with you? How are you? How was your weekend?
It was my fiance's birthday, so a bit of celebration going on there.
Oh, lovely. So it was a big one. What, was he a special age or...
No, it wasn't a big one. He just liked to celebrate his birthday.
He's dead right too.
I just meant it was a big party. I didn't necessarily mean it was a big age. But anyway, no. I'm glad it was a good one.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. It was brilliant.
Right, deadly stuff. Let's try and give you some money, Hazel. £1,600, what do you think?
I thought it was on Vogue. Never going to get it.
Never going to get it. Right.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Lads.
I think we know where this is going, let's be honest.
Come on.
You know what? It's wrong, unfortunately. You're just never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never get it.
I tell you, I'd nearly have predicted Hazel was paid to have a go with that guess just for that pun. But anyway, listen, Hazel, keep at it. Don't give up on us. Thanks for having a go. Have a good day.
That's great. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Take care of yourself. See you later, Hazel. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was talking about playing into your hands.
Yeah, it was written for it, wasn't it?
Hand served up, that was. You practically needed a waiter with silver service to put that one out there.
Another chance to have a bash, of course, Damien Farrelly, 20-5. Yeah, the Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Somebody wants us to wish Avon Brennan. I probably pronounced that wrong. My Irish pronunciation is actually, thankfully, Magic Mike is here at the moment. Would you say that's Avon?
How do you spell it now?
A-O-D-H-A for the N.
Oh, Adon. I think that's Adon. Yeah.
Isn't that like Aon? Just Aon. You know Aon.
No, I know an Adon anyway, and he spells it that way. So.
Beg your pardon. So who am I to correct you? Oh my God. Right. I don't even know how to pronounce kibosh these.
Anyway, to be honest with you, I think Avon, Adon, Aon is probably not going to mind because he's only one. To be fair. And his mammy and daddy and his big sister Sorka and Sinead wanted to say hi.
Now is it Sorka or Sorka?
Yeah, the strains of Simple Minds in the background because we got some big, big news. We did mention earlier on we'll have tickets for Simple Minds because this gig is only actually being announced today. It's happening on the 22nd of April of 2020. It's happening at the Three Arena in Dublin. Tickets only going on sale for this gig on Friday, the 4th of October. So next Friday is when you'll be able to get your hands, you'll be able to buy them. But of course, as always here at Classic Hits, your chance to win them before you can buy them. Very special gig this, celebrating 40 years.
Amazing.
Of Simple Minds.
Absolutely shocking, isn't it?
40 years.
Jeepers.
From 79 to 2019.
They're all fit and healthy. Like, they're going to be for the gig, Jim.
Well, I mean, you know, Jim Kerr and Charlie Burchill or whatever the founding members, they'll be rocking it out. So the idea is, of course, that we have got a pair of tickets that we want you to win. And Magic Mike has come up with a little ingenious little competition for you.
Yes, I have, gents, right now. I'm going to put the two of you head to head, as we usually do, right? And then we'll give one out to the audience and they can have a chance of winning the first exclusive pair of Simple Minds tickets this morning. So,
excellent.
You hear a live and kicking in the background, yes?
Yeah.
We're going to have a little game of alive and kicking. So what I'm going to do is here. Now, you've kind of struggled sometimes on the birthdays over the years.
Oh, stop, Now, before we get stuck in, I've had a very bad run, but didn't I only get me hat-trick there last week?
You did.
Two off the post then. Get back into the swing of things.
However, you do sometimes get mixed up on whether celebrities are dead or alive.
That happens all the time, yeah.
Doesn't that happen?
All the time.
Okay, so we're going to have a little game of alive and kicking. It's kind of a morbid game, I'll be honest with you, right? For a dreary Monday morning.
He's just a ray of sunshine, isn't
he? Yeah.
I have a list of celebrities, right? Now, most of them, you know, of the winter years of their lives, or maybe not, because some of them are alive and kicking, and some of them are dead. But, you know, sometimes you get a bit confused as to elderly celebrities.
Oh my God! I think we were actually celebrating the gig now.
I was just going to say this has got one of those weird situations where you'll go, you'll find out somebody's dead, and you'll go, "Yay!"
Yeah,
I know. That's what I want.
That's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird, right? Now I don't know. This could go either way. I asked these to Tara, and granted she's in news, so she'd know a lot about this stuff.
Right.
And she got them all right. So this could be a
damn
squib.
All right.
Yeah, she got them all right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Chee-chee.
Right. So here we go, lads. Are you ready? So my first celebrity, you just shout, or no? Each of you decide which one of you gonna answer first, and either say alive and kicking, or dead as a dodo. Right.
Right.
Are you ready? So apologies to anyone who are fans of these celebrities. Anyway. Pavarotti.
Oh, he's a goner.
He's a goner.
Yeah, he's a goner, definitely.
What do you think, Jim?
Oh, no, he's had to make me feel that, like...
You see, he went in confident, but you never
know. He went in confident.
I know he's a goner. He's definitely is.
Oh, he's dead as a dodo, is he?
Yeah.
Right.
I'll give you that one, because to be fair now, if you hadn't have been so strong in it, I probably would have said he was still going. Because I didn't hear about him dying.
But did you not? No. Right. Well, PJ is dead right. He died in 2007.
Yeah. Mike, 2007?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I only know that because I remember the story of Bono sending the wreath to the funeral.
God, I don't remember that's
the only way I know it, yeah.
I thought he was still around. Anyway, what about, right, we'll do these quick enough, lads, right? Jim, you can answer this one. What about Kirk Douglas? Is he still around or is he...
Kirk Douglas, well, I tell you, Oh, blooming heck. It was only Michael Douglas's birthday the other day and he was talking about his dad being 100 or something.
PJ, what do you
think? I'm actually going to say that he's alive.
What do you think? He died last year.
You think he died last year? Jim, you think he's alive and kicking?
Yeah.
He is alive and kicking.
Yay!
And he's, do you know how old he is?
Oh, he must be in his hundreds.
102.
Wow.
He's actually 102.
I was going to say fair play to him, but isn't he a head case? He's mad into the NRA and guns and everything.
Kirk Douglas is.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God.
Okay, what about Dick Van Dyke? Is he still around? Is he alive and kicking, or is he dead?
I'd know this. That's... I'm sure that would have been on my radar. Yeah. I don't know, and I'm afraid to say it, but I believe he's alive and kicking.
Jim, do you think he's alive
Van
and kicking?
Dyke. Oh, that is an iffy one.
And of course, if
just for the sake of variation, I'm going to say dead as a dodo.
You careful, Jim. You better be wrong here.
He's
you're talking about Mr. Chitty Bang Bang.
He's alive and kicking at the age of
good stuff.
93.
Good for him.
Well done, Dick.
Right, lads. What about an ex-pope? PJ, your speciality.
Oh, for God's
sake. What about the ex-pope, Ratzinger, Pope Benedict the 16th?
Oh, definitely he's alive.
Yeah.
Definitely he's alive. When John Paul died, I remember that it was such a big deal. There's no way someone's gone since then.
He's not that far back, We're definitely going alive and kicking on that one.
Yeah, he's 92.
Yeah.
Jeez, lads, you're very good at this.
I tell you.
What about Leonard Nimoy, Spock?
I'm going to let Jim answer this first, because I know the answer and I want to win
I wouldn't have a clue. You're the Star Trek expert. That's playing right into his hands.
Spock.
I'll just assume he's dead as a dodo.
Ah yeah, he is, he's gone. Yeah. I'm too into me Star Trek to not know that.
2015. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5-4 now to Jim. PJ,
to me,
right? No, it's actually 5-4 to Jim. You got one of them wrong.
I got one of them wrong.
Oh, was that one?
I think I probably got two of them wrong, did I?
Yeah.
Anyway, right.
Anyway, so it's 5-5.
This is the one, right?
5-5.
Okay.
How did you get 5-5?
What?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter.
What about Boris Yeltsin, ex Russian Prime Minister?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I know this.
Is he dead or alive?
How do you know all these?
You know what I mean?
I mean, you're literally the. Unbelievable.
He's an incredible dark horse.
He hides his light under a bushel, so he does.
Russian president of the modern age, a speciality of mine.
Oh my God, I haven't got a notion, so I'm just going to say he's still with us, alive and kicking.
He is still alive.
He's not, you're both wrong.
Oh, fuck.
He died the same year as Pavarotti in 2007.
Can we please get the audio of PJ saying, yeah, modern presidents of Russia are my speciality, in fact. There you go. I know a lot about these things. Thanks very much indeed.
He's there for 12 years.
Unbelievable. 12 years dead. He's alive and kicking. At least I had the decency to admit I didn't know.
Lads, that's just what me and the Russians want you to think, okay?
It's like a spitting image recreation. Keeping the Russian president pretending he's alive.
I hope I'm right now after all that. Will I give someone out to the audience?
Yeah, right. This one for everybody. So 087-188-0008. So we need either alive and kicking or dead as a dodo as your answer, along with your name, to 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. This is the chance to win Simple Minds tickets.
And be quick, because no Googling here. Lads, you can tell me what you think as well. Golden Girl herself, Betty White. Alive and kicking or dead as a dodo? Betty White.
Betty White now is the one that played Rose, isn't she?
Is it Rose, the character?
Yeah, Rose Dubois.
I'm going to go alive and kicking.
PJ?
I think she's alive.
Okay.
I do.
Well, we'll leave it open. Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm not sure.
Right, so Betty White played Rose in Golden Girls. Is she alive and kicking or dead as a dodo? 087-188-0008 with your own name to WhatsApp. You could win tickets to see Simple Minds live at the 3 Arena, 22nd of April 2020. Tickets only going on sale at 9 o'clock next Friday. Your chance to win them here before you can buy them. Golden Girls.
I'm looking at the answers. She's got to be still with us. I think so. She hosted that hidden camera show recently.
Off the Rockers.
Yeah. And she's not... Oh, but then that's like 10 years ago. She wasn't exactly a nipper, like.
Thank you for being alive.
Winning tickets to Simple Minds.
40 years they're celebrating this year, Simple Minds.
What a song, what a band.
I saw them in the RDS once.
Oh, really?
They were brilliant.
Was it fantastic?
Brilliant.
This is one of those gigs that comes up. You know, in fairness, a lot of gigs come and sounds, I'd like to go, but you probably won't. This is one of those that comes along like... really going to want to go to.
Honestly,
that.
They're yeah, brilliant. Jim Kerr's fantastic frontman. Anyway, Simple Minds. So the big news being that they've announced a gig the 22nd of April 2020 at the Three Arena. Tickets only going on sale next Friday at 9 a.m. and celebrating 40 years. So we had a quick game of Alive and Kicking with Magic Mike. We did dismally badly on it. Well, actually, no. To be honest, we did sort of okay.
Yeah, we did all right.
Insofar as that, you know,
I managed to get
credit for stuff I even got wrong.
As usual, when
which
I
is amazing,
yeah, and as usual, when I'm absolutely at my most confident, I fell and made an utter tool out of myself.
That Yeltsin one was fantastic.
Russian president, sir, my yeah,
yeah, modern Russian presidents are in fact my forte.
Yeah, there
you're
you
wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. He died 12 years ago. Brilliant. So that's the thing. That's
right, anyway, we asked you about Betty White, she who played Rose in Golden Girls and various other bits and pieces. We asked, was she alive and kicking or dead as a dodo?
And she is alive and kicking at 97 years old, so there she is. And that means our winner, we selected at random, Simon Starkin in Galway. You get the first Simply Minds tickets in the country.
Well done.
They go to you. Simply yeah. Minds, so good. Simply Red, so bad. It, you know, the gulf of difference with such a small...
What a difference a Y makes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
If you want to get your hands on tickets yourself, if you're not lucky enough to win them with us, next Friday, 9 a.m. is when they go on sale. 22nd of April is the actual gig. Simple Minds, going to be an absolute belter, Three Arena. Also, by the way, there's a couple here that Magic Mike didn't get a chance to get through, right? Now, I'd say most of them you would have gotten anyway.
Yeah.
Because for one of your heroes is in here, Roger Moore.
Yeah, I love Roger Moore,
well,
yeah. Oh, he's gone. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
That was fairly recent because 2017.
Yeah, he's gone, unfortunately.
And you'll know Angela Lansbury as well.
Oh, she's alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, she lives in Cork.
She's 93.
Yeah,
93.
Banging around Cork and him.
Here's an interesting one, though. Donna Summer. Actually, the fact I said it's an interesting one is probably just giving the game away. But
I think,
anyway.
Yeah. So she's obviously not around anymore, is she?
But what? Like, I'm surprised by that. If he'd have asked that now, I'd have definitely got that wrong. I would have said Donna Summer was still with us.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, if you just said, yeah. If you didn't give me two that I knew so handily and readily that they were alive, I wouldn't have known.
Donna
yet.
Summer's gone since 2012.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm not quite sure who she is now or anything, to be honest with you, but there you go.
Oh,
it is amazing.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. It's, 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. First day of the Breakfast Table quiz on the way. And this week we're giving you the chance to win a two-night stay at Fernhill House Hotel. It's a family-run country house next to colourful Clonakilty. Ideal to explore West Cork.
When you say Clonakilty and Fernhouse and Bon Jovi's playing in the background, Jim, you've just given me a new thing to look forward to in life. So there you go, Breakfast Table quiz 087-188-0008. If you want to play, give us a shout on the WhatsApp now.
Nothing to beat on a Monday, of course.
Nothing to beat on a Monday. Magic Mike will give you a shout back and you will set the standard for everybody else.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer here at Classic Hits. It's coming up on 18 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's much appreciated, no matter where you are in the world. Because we just got this in. It says, PJ and Jim, give Budgie and Beano an L shout out.
Oh, go on to Budgie and Beano, yeah.
We're in the middle of nowhere in Western Australia in a small town called Onslow.
Oh, my God.
Listening to you live on the app.
Fair play to you, lads.
Cheers, lads. Love your work. We're about to clock off for a beer.
Oh, my God. Well, enjoy it and hopefully
Budgie
get some more.
Budgie and Beano. Fantastic.
Oh, it's a better hour of the day than right now here.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Middle of nowhere in Western Australia.
Fair play to you. That sounds... Whatever you're doing out there, I hope you're enjoying it.
You can get us anywhere.
Fair play to you, lads.
And then
thanks
also,
a great to have you with us.
Tell you what also came in as well. It's a plea, a mercy plea to you, PJ Gallagher. It says, help, lads. Lads, I was at the Classic Kids party on Friday night in Limerick and I had my daughter's DVD of The Young Offenders with me for PJ to sign.
Oh, that's right.
A girl called Debbie, yes, we know her well, promised me she would get it signed and return it to me, but I never got it back.
Oh,
doesn't
no.
surprise me. Doesn't surprise me. Debbie's a bit like that. I tell you, you can't trust her with anything.
Oh, no.
She's ropey.
Well, we know Debbie, right?
I'm only joking. But anyway, she says, my 17-year-old is gutted. Any chance you could send out a signed picture instead?
Well, we'll get you the DVD back. Like, don't worry about that. We'll give I'll give Debbie an email here. She's brilliant. She was very busy on the night, in fairness. She obviously just got overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So I'll give her a shout and hopefully she still has it. We can get it signed and
we'll
sorted
get it sorted
and sent to you. Yeah.
We'll get it back.
Sorry about that now. That's right. I remember talking to the woman herself. And I says, she said, will you sign that? Was there? Have you got a pen? And she didn't. And obviously we were doing the photo thing.
Yeah.
So I couldn't run off either at the time. So between one thing and another, then it's all after getting lost.
Anyway, fear not. It'll all be resolved.
Oh, sorry about that.
Now, who have you got to give a shout out to?
I met these great people yesterday, Dunleary Pier. I was out doing my walk and they're a rehoming Irish Greyhounds team. So if anybody's looking at getting a dog, they're deadly, so they are. They're great dogs. Met all the, R-I-G-H-T. Right.
You were saying
rehoming
actually,
Irish Greyhounds team.
You were saying Greyhounds are actually quite easy to keep.
That's
they don't
it.
Require...
People have a very bad misconception about Greyhounds. They think that they're full of energy and they're you'd be impossible to keep. It's actually quite the opposite. They're the laziest dog. 20 minutes running around sprinting a day and all they want to do is curl up and sit next to you. They're
so
really affectionate.
So ideal.
Ideal pets. I mean, they're ideal pets. So if you want one, I'd love if you check them out. Right, they're on. They have a Facebook page. Right, our rehoming Irish Greyhounds team at gmail.com. Give them a shout and go and have a look. They don't have a premises, so they're all fostered and looked after. So yeah, they'd be great crowd. Really good. Recommend you to go and see them.
Good stuff. Right, and breakfast table quiz on the way next. Last call for if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008. Nice prize this week. 2-night stay at Fernhill House Hotel. Apparently these guys are part of Historic Hotels of Europe, which is a collection of the best hotels in Europe, and they've been listed as one of the top 10 four-star hotel in Ireland, four-star hotels in Ireland for the last 2 years. I was exaggerating.
Jim got carried away with himself.
Between top 10 and last two, I got those two.
You got all carried away with himself.
Mixed up.
In 8 years' time.
It's a lovely hotel.
In 8 years' time, that will be true. There's no doubt about it.
087-188-0008 if you fancy having a bash.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, so we're playing for the chance to win a 2-night stay at Fernhill House Hotel, family-run country house next to colourful Clonakilty, ideal to explore West Cork. You can check them out at fernhillhousehotel.com. And as I mentioned, they're a member of the Historic Hotels of Europe. It's a collection of the best hotels in Europe. It's been listed as one of the top 10 four-star hotels in Ireland for the last couple of years. fernhillhousehotel.com, once again, if you want to check it out for yourself.
For yourself, but it is Monday. You get to set the standard. I was going to say you have to beat some score. Of course, that'd be ridiculous on a Monday. You get to set the score, and it's going to be Des Buggy who's going to have a go this morning. He's in Wicklow on the way to Dublin. How are you, Des?
Morning, PJ. How are you?
What's the story with you?
How's it going, Des?
You're getting into your busy time now, I'd say, as the winter crawls in, are you?
It's busy all the time now, PJ. Sure, with the weather we have, you know, the old fake tan comes in handy all
year. I suppose so, yeah. You are the fake tan man.
Well, I'm one of the fake tan men, of men. There's lots of us out here, you know.
Yeah. You're not a particular shade of bronze yourself to sell it, are you? Your body is your CV, isn't it?
Or Jim, you know, or PJ, milk bottle, you know?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Right, okay, Des. Well, listen, the good news for you, man, is there's nothing to beat. Whatever score you get, you're going to be top of the leaderboard. So that's a good start, at least. How are you on the general knowledge questions, anyway?
Well, I listen to the quiz every morning, and I'm normally fairly all right, but it's easy to say that when you're listening to it in a van, shouting on the radio, and there's no one putting the gun to your head.
Well, that's true, yeah. Easy,
you know? Right, well, listen, I'm sure you'll be fantastic. We've got 60 seconds to see how you get on. You ready to go?
Okay.
Best of luck, man. Here we go.
What sporting name is given to a fungal infection of the skin between the toes?
Oh, God. Veruca.
It's athlete's foot. Surfing USA and California girls were hit for what 60s? Is the polar bear a carnivore or a herbivore?
Carnivore.
Yeah, the term Ming Dynasty refers to a period in the history of what country?
China.
What was the name of the song released by Band-Aid in 1984?
Did he know it was Christmas?
In golf, against who do you play in the Ryder Cup?
America versus Europe.
From which country does the alcoholic drink champagne originate?
France.
Lauryn Hill and Wycliffe John were members of what US group?
No idea.
Fugees. Which Scottish football team won 9 league championships in a row between 1989 and 1997?
Rangers.
Which surname is shared by the actors Hugh and Richard E?
Grant.
In history, which ancient civilization built the Acropolis in Athens?
No idea.
The Greeks. In which sport might a player have a penalty flick or a short corner?
No idea, Pat.
Hockey. Which Spanish tourist spot was featured in the Harry Enfield film Kevin and Perry Go Large?
Greece.
It was Ibiza. I tell you, there were some tricky ones in there, Des.
Few sticky ones. Yeah. But a nice little run there in the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 all the same.
I won't win it anyway, so...
Yeah, you don't know, Des. Ace has won it before. It has done it, like, a couple of times.
And if the questions stay like that, I tell you, they'll be doing well to get by.
I won't be anyway. Bread, lads, anyway,
All right, Des.
Right, Des, off you go and sell a bit more fake tan there.
Cheers, thanks, lads.
The world needs more of it. Take care, Des.
See you, Des. Thanks for the babble.
Bye-bye.